Greetings, this is James Gillen. I'm your host on the BBS Network with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got an interesting show tonight. I thought I'd give the listeners a chance to call in and talk about some of the things that they're experiencing, you know, with the shifts and the changes, and that's what this show is all about. It's As You Wish Talk Radio. This show is for the people, not just to hear me babbling on the show here. So I'm going to get a little business out of the way first, but we've got some amazing events coming up at the East City Ranch. We've got Randy Kramer, known as Captain K from Mars, and he's presenting his Psionic Boot Camp workshop September 25th through the 27th, and registration is now open. We're also going to have Scott Huckabee on Saturday night here playing on that weekend. So that's going to be amazing. I don't know if you've seen or heard Scott Huckabee, but, you know, the guy's not from this planet because his guitar playing is out of this world. You know, so it's just amazing, amazing work that he does. And he'll be here. I believe he's going to be playing Saturday night that weekend. And we also have some other upcoming, we're going to have Making Contact with Tashina and myself. And it's like a ambassador training or self-mastery training, October 9th through the 11th. And we've got a few other things opening up too. So if you want to check out more about that, go to privateinvitationeseti.com for the upcoming events. We are going to have, we might do some kind of a Halloween party like Come As You Were up here at the ranch. And we're also looking at having you know, a gratitude for Thanksgiving, you know, have a major gratitude gathering where we're just all going to probably just put a big potluck together and everybody hang out and have a nice campfire and watch the stars and just see where that goes. But just give, you know, gratitude for everybody that supported eSETI in the past and show our gratitude there as well. So anyway, those are the things coming up. Tonight we're going to do, I'm just going to give you a little heads up on some of the things going on, and then we'll get to callers. So there's a lot going on right now. People keep asking me, you know, there's several questions I keep getting asked is, what is going to happen with the economy? You know, when are the ships going to land? When, you know, it's like, you know, everything, you know, from, I just get tons of questions. And so I'll just give you my perspective on some of this really quick, you know, just to get through here. But as far as the economy goes, you know, we can't really believe what we're hearing by the pundits. I mean, they keep making up all these stories, which are so out of alignment, you know, as far as the job rate and everything else. You know, they're just unrealistic numbers. So when you look out there, you know, things are going okay. I've seen, you know, it's going along. It's putting right along. But basically, you know, they have printed bazillion dollars worth of worthless money, and this petrodollar has no more backing, and it has zero backing now. So, you know, with the BRICS union, you know, with Brazil and China and you know, all the other groups joining this, you know, in massive numbers, it's going to be rough because a lot of their money is being backed by gold, and it has assets backing it. So a little heads up. Now, if things go right, there are certain things in place where they are going to phase out the Federal Reserve note and start printing Treasury notes. And the Federal Reserve will be phased out totally, completely, along with several other agencies, which is going to be awesome when that finally comes about. And you'll know this is going to happen when you start seeing Treasury notes, that they're going to be backed by gold, you know, and it's going to be China that's going to come to our aid, you know, to save us from our own greed and ignorance, basically, you know. So anyway, there's so many things going on there, you know. There's so many things behind the scenes, and some I can't talk about, some I can, but there are a lot of white hats out there, and they are doing their work, and they are doing things on our behalf. And if it wasn't for them, our whole economy would have crashed a long time ago. And it's mainly because of the psychopaths that are in power right now. And they just print money. You know, they just grabbed the printing presses and started printing like crazy, which devalued the dollar. So, you know, all the other states and the other countries are looking at it going, well, I don't want U.S. dollars. They're just paper. You know, there's only a belief system backing them, and that's about it. So, but anyway, hopefully that'll come about. It'll be a seamless transition. So, you know, the only thing you're going to see is Treasury notes coming out of the ATMs, you know, instead of Federal Reserve notes, and they'll just phase that out. there's a lot of other scenarios that could unfold. I'm really hoping for that one. You know, that's the most positive scenario. There still are, you know, the banksters are still doing their thing. They are at war. The Illuminati, there's no more Illuminati. It's fallen apart. They're all at war with each other. They're fighting. You know, the Jesuits are fighting, you know, with with the banksters, and they're fighting with BRICS and you know, the royal families. And it's just like unbelievable, the in-house fighting going on. So Ezekiel talked about that. In the days to come, the Illuminati would all be fighting amongst themselves, and their greed and their tyranny would be amplified, you know, so as well as their aggressiveness and just total lack of respect for life. And, you know, and that's why you're seeing all these banksters flying off of rooftops and things of that nature. That's exactly what's going on. And that's why you saw China's stock market just kind of implode. It's the games, you know, of the Illuminati, the factions within the Illuminati that are fighting amongst themselves. But anyway, you know, I really don't put a lot of attention to that. I don't involve myself with it on any level. I just observe it. And, you know, I'm creating a whole different world that's not going to be a part of that whole system. So that's where I'm going, you know, with this mess. As far as the contact, you know, everybody says, when's contact going to happen? It is happening. It has been happening. It's been going on for God knows how long. He already said it's been going on for almost 30 years. And you know, my question is, when is it going to be covered? You know, when are people going to be serious about this? Because, you know, we've had all the major networks have come out here. They've seen the ships, you know, Paranormal State. We had Fox News come out here, Danny Dyer special. Just about everybody at who's who in the business, you know, as far as the awakening healing process. You know, most of your known authors and people on the circuit have been out to the ranch and have seen the ship. So, you know, when you have a lineup like that and you've got, you know, triple PhD Boeing engineers testifying and Skunk Works people testifying and Air Force Base commanders testifying, you know, contact has happening. It's still happening, and it's been going on for quite some time. And then you have the other groups out there, which are extremely infiltrated by governments and massive egos that don't want to acknowledge that this is going on. And that's the real problem. It's not even so much with the people now, it's with the UFO community itself. It needs a big house cleaning, you know, basically. We need to get out of the dark, foreboding, you know, they're coming to get you, they're going to turn you into human pilaf and that whole nonsense. We need to get away from that and start, you know, connecting with the higher dimensional beings and ask for help, because the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. So if you're in a very fearful mindset, you know, you're going to create those realities. You know, you connect with the benevolent ones and the malevolent ones go away. It's pretty much that simple. And we need to stand in our own power and take care of that, you know, take care of that nonsense. There's some crazy things going on here. I keep these lion beings keep connecting into my phone here. And it was interesting. I was we just had Laura Eisenhower here, bless her heart, beautiful being, doing a workshop here and Dr. Dream. And the what was interesting is I was filming the pictures of the whole group. We were doing a group photo out with the mountain, and I accidentally hit video. I hit the wrong button, which I do quite often, and I hit video. And while I'm taping, I thought I was getting ready to take a picture of the group out there, and I had it on video, and sure enough, the lion beings came in again and started talking to me, which was amazing. And so I have two recordings now of these 17-foot-tall lion beings from Sirius that are kind of looking over the ranch now and keeping an eye on things, you know, making sure we don't have any more of this tall gray reptilian nonsense, you know, so going on. Because, you know, everybody wants the Stargate, basically. You know, the insects want it, the bugs want it, the grays want it, the reptiles want it, the serpent beings want it. You know, they all want control over the Stargate. And this Stargate is really only for benevolent beings that are here to assist humanity and the Earth. And you know, we're kind of caretakers of that to make sure that it's the higher consciousness and energy is anchored in here and continues to hold space, you know, for these beings to come in. But anyway, that's basically what we're all about here, you know, and you know, everything we do here is to empower the individual. You know, we're not here seeking, you know, we don't want to be anybody's guru, you know, we don't want to be anybody following us. That's not our program here. We're just here to empower people to lead themselves. You know, that's the bottom line. But we're having amazing activity. The mountain's opening up. The portals on the mountain to the earth have been opening up, and we're multiple people seeing those. It's just a crazy show just went on a couple nights ago on the mountain. Just lights all over the mountain, and the doors are opening, and things are going in and out. So it's been a real busy past few days here with just incredible ship activity or the mountain or and the orbs as well. We've been hooking up the infrared spotlight with the night vision and letting people see the orbs in real time. And so, you know, the orb debunkers, you know, this is where they come to die, because when you look through this equipment, you can see these orbs flying against the wind, going into the earth, coming out of the earth, coming from space, flying all around, interacting with people, undeniable. You know, this isn't dust, you know, this isn't you know, this isn't a camera artifact, you know, because we're filming them in real time and we're observing them in real time. So it's not just a photograph. You know, the photographs are awesome. They're coming in every size, shape, and color here. There's masses of orbs here because of the energy, but the video just nails it. I mean, when you see the video, you just go, okay, you know, they're real. Orbs are real. They're flying, you know, they're flying against the wind. They're interacting with people, they love women and children, especially when you put that divine feminine love out there, or the innocence of children really attract the orbs. Anyway, with that said, I want to start going to callers tonight. Looks like we have some people calling in already. So we've got, I think we've got Amy from Minnesota on line one. Amy, are you with us?
Yes. Hi, James.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Me?
I can.
I got a question. Lately, I've heard a lot about the Blue Avians with David Wilcox's Cosmic Disclosure show, and some people say they're very good, and then some people are saying they're not, and I'm wondering what you know about the Blue Avian.
Well, you know, I've heard some people saying it's a big AI trap, you know, it's like, you know, I've heard those stories, you know, I've heard a lot of different stories. Well, I didn't even know about all that stuff, and they were appearing here as people's guides and working with people here before all that controversy. So, you know, our experience with them has been very positive, some very high beings. And so whatever they're referring to, I have no idea what they're referring to when they say these beings are negative or some kind of an AI thing, because the ones that we experienced weren't. And they're very, I think I can't remember if they're sixth or seventh dimensional beings, but they're way up there on the food chain, you might say. And very powerful, very protective, you know, and that's been our experience with them, because they, you know, I never heard of them, and they started coming up in counselings as people's guides, you know, and they started popping in, especially with some of the younger people who are coming in that are really lit up. They have been coming in, you know, as part of their, you know, entourage or some of their guides that they're working with.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that, because that's kind of how I felt about it, too. So.
Yeah, you just have to trust your own inner guidance on this stuff.
And then the only other thing I'm wondering is, what do you feel about within the next 10 days, the waves of energy? Do you think there's some big dates the 23rd to the 28th or anything like that?
Well, you know, yeah, there's some big shifts planned, and both one, you know, one side is planning a real negative event, and the other side is planning, you know, a real positive event, and the negative events always implode, you know, they might have their program, but what I see is that, you know, you've got all this AI out there, AI, you know, it's artificial intelligence along with the Illuminati boys and all these other games that they're playing, and Project Blue Beam, and they want to fake people out with fake alien invasions and all those things. Those things never work. None of their false flags have really in the long run, you know, worked. Like 911, almost everybody knows 911 was an inside job. It's just common knowledge now. Are they going to do anything about it? I don't know. The same people that we are calling on to do something about it are the same people that did it. You know, they were involved in it in one degree or another. So it's kind of like, you know, it's at the same time too, is that the karma around that and the truth is surfacing. It's being accelerated and amplified. So it's a no-win situation for these guys, because the earth is changing frequency. There are massive beings behind this shift helping us get through this shift. Those who are not frequency specific that want to keep, you know, holding on to the frequencies of tyranny and greed and separation are not going to make it. They're just not going to make this shift. And no matter how much technology they pull out of the closet, or how much AI or how much negative stuff they throw out there, all they're doing is sealing their own fate. And, you know, eventually everything that they've done to others, any pain or suffering they've caused with others or lack, they're going to have to experience within themselves. So it's like unbelievably stupid, right, to say what they're doing. But, you know, they're very clever, but they're not wise. You know, they really think that they're exempt from action reaction, and they're not.
Well, thank you so much for answering those questions.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Let's see if we've got any other callers here. It looks like right now we're still working on that one, but let me give out the numbers. I haven't even given out the numbers yet. The numbers to call in are 888-627-6008 or 530-762-2091 or 530-762-2093. So I'll give these numbers out again later if you want to grab a pen or get ready to dial. You know, if you want to call in, you know, we'll give these numbers out again. So the what I could do too is that we may go over to our home phone and here at the ranch, and we have some people kind of on call here, sitting here, that would probably like to tell their story. But we're still working on that, on getting in that line. We're having some crazy problems here. We just signed up, I guess it was about maybe a couple months ago, with this network. And I won't say who they are, but they kind of sound like a plate, you know. And this network was supposed to give us like incredible, almost unlimited bandwidth for doing radio shows and doing live broadcasting here. It's a satellite network. And so we went ahead and they said, oh yeah, you'll never have a problem again, you know, you'll be able to do everything you always wanted to do here and everything else. So we signed up, you know, and paid some pretty big dollars for this whole setup. And it is the worst network I've ever seen. It's just unbelievable. It's actually down right now. It's up and down. And when I try to do a radio show through this network, you know, through the internet, it sounds like I'm underwater. You know, it's if it'll hold, if it'll actually hold, you know, and stay online, you know, it just bumps me off over and over again, and it sounds terrible. But it's the worst service I've ever gotten. And so just a little heads up, you know, a lot of those promises, you know, with these networks are not what they say they are. And we're still kind of digging out from under that. So if we're not getting back to you and we're not answering your emails and everything else, it's because that we have the network from hell right now. And we're going to have to change that. Probably go back to our old one, you know, our old local network. But there's so much, so many things. It looks like we've got a couple of new callers on here. We've got Mary from Arizona. Mary, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. I love your show. I listen to it every week. My question is with the chemtrails and stuff. I've talked to a lot of people, and we're all in consensus where we'd like to do something, and everybody says everybody should do something, but nobody knows what to do. And it's useless to talk to like Senator McCain or Flake, because you send them a letter, and they send you a letter back saying, no, they're contrails, there's no such thing as chemtrails, and so you know it's just bullshit, and you don't get anywhere. So could you speak to what we could possibly do?
You know, that's a really good question. And, you know, I know a lot of the people that are making the movies about chemtrails and things like that have actually gone to these senators, and they brought in all the paperwork and everything and confront them with it. And they just would not even talk to them or give them the time of day, which is amazing. The only person, I think Dennis Kucinich tried to address the issue, and he just got shot down, and his whole bill just kind of went in the trash. I mean, it got totally taken out. You know, Carol Rosen has been doing a lot of stuff with the peace and space, you know, and trying to get rid of any space-based weapons, which are also part of the chemtrail program. The now, what I've been seeing is that the who is kind of leading the charge now on this, you know, which is amazing, is the Thrive movement, you know, with Foster Gamble and Kimberly. They're doing some things where they're actually, you know, creating a huge network and starting to network people together and saying, okay, we can do this, we can do this. And they're coming up with solutions. As far as I've seen, I heard Kimberly on a YouTube the other day at like an interview, and it was very good, you know, a very good interview. So you know, they're starting to take this on, and they have quite a network. So I would tap into the Thrive network and maybe type in chemtrails, and they'll probably say, okay, this is what's going on in your area, this is what you can do, or give some kind of advice. You know, it's right. Personally, I wish I had a surface-to-air missile, because we are getting hammered here. I mean, they are hammering so hard. And what happened is we exposed, you know, right here at McCord Air Force Base, they're flying out of McCord, dumping on us and bragging about it, publicly bragging about how they're spraying us, you know, the East City Ranch. And there's colonels bragging and pilots bragging about it, and it's just unbelievable. And so when I hear this, I just think about what kind of sick psychopaths we have that have their finger on the trigger, you know, of these weapons and nuclear weapons and things like that. These guys are nuts. I mean, they're crazy.
Well,
what do you do?
They
you
have
go
to
home
be because their families are getting it too. I mean,
yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, it's like, hi, honey. You might want to not go outside tonight, honey, because we just sprayed, you know, about 10 different nerve agents and biologicals, and as well as aluminum, barium, and strontium, and you're going to have a major adverse reaction to it. So, you know, it's like, how can they not think this is not a good idea? And but what I've seen is a lot of it's compartmentalized. You know, one hand doesn't know what the other one's doing. But it's time for people to start, you know, taking the initiative to open up those vats, get some liquid out, analyze it, find out who's giving the orders, and just start following the food chain up to the top. Now, from my understanding, like Bill Gates and some of these other guys are investing heavily in the, you know, geoengineering is what they call it. And, you know, also he's investing heavily in Monsanto and all these other groups. So, you know, and there's a lot of different things with this. That are in the chemtrails. We just had a small plane come over here and was spraying us. It was spraying something, and it was some kind of a plane with pontoons on it. And so it was like a plane that could land on water. And they were flying over the ranch spraying, spraying stuff, you know. So, you know, and that might be because we have exposed, you know, some of these colonels and these other people and pilots that are flying this. You know, we actually have the name of the people that were bragging, you know, at parties and other places about how they're giving us an extra dose and spraying the ranch and things like that. You know, they go, yeah, we're spraying the alien ranch, you know. So anyway, you know, when you really look at these guys, you know, their whole mandate is to protect and serve, you know, and protect, you know, the people and follow, you know, the Constitution and things like that. Well, they're total contrary to everything, every vow that they've taken. And hopefully some of the other guys below them will take a good look at these guys and say, you know what, you're disgusting. You know, I don't care how many little bars or stars you have on your chest there, you're a disgusting individual. And you're doing disgusting things. And I have, you know, no respect for you, and I'm not going to follow any more illegal orders, you know. And I think that's right. The only way it's going to happen is from the ground up, where enough people are saying, look, we're not going to load the planes anymore. We're not going to fly the planes. We know what's in there. You know, this is killing our families. It's killing the planet. It's destroying the forests. You know, we're not going to do this anymore. And then finally something may happen out of it.
Well, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know there's only so much atmosphere, so much air, and it's going to be all over the planet no matter what. And so it's going to get everybody, not just you at the ranch or, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They get their relatives, too. And so, I mean, it's asinine in plain English. You know,
it's accumulative. It's all the heavy metals, barium, strontium, aluminum, it's all accumulative. And it also blocks the uptake of nutrients for the forest here. And so we're having massive die-off of the forest here and forest fires that are totally out of control, directly related to these chemtrails and the droughts that are making these fires possible. So, you know, whoever's behind these things are, if they think they're doing some good, you know, they're extreme idiots. Because if you look at the byproducts or the effects of what they're doing, there's nothing good coming out of it. And the only thing good that they're getting out of it is these big fat contracts to do it. And I think these reptilian beings are just putting out these contracts saying, hey, you guys, you know, we see you as insignificant bugs anyway, so we're going to give you all the spray, and you can even spray it on yourselves, you know. And that's kind of what it's looking like, and people are doing it. They're actually not only funding this whole project, they're actually spraying themselves, you know, which is beyond idiocracy. I mean, I don't know how much more insane you can get.
Well, they can't be that hard to trace. There's only so many chemical plants that would be making this stuff, you know. So if you follow that line, you would have to lead you back to like the dozen or so big chemical plants that we have.
Yeah, and those people need to wake up and look at what they're making and where it's going to. So, you know, all the way down the line, I think that's basically, you know, a bunch of big signs at their front door, stop poisoning our children and the planet. You know, might get them to rethink, you know, what they're doing. You know, who knows? I mean, I know Thrive has a lot of ideas on stopping this, but, you know, I don't know what it's going to take to stop this, to be honest with you, because it's just so entrenched. You know,
a bunch of us have gotten to the point where, you know, we don't know what to do about it, so we're asking our guides and our ascended masters to transmute it into something neutral or neutralize it and have love falling down instead of the chemicals.
Yeah.
You know, so that's all we can do because we don't know where else to go, you know. So I'm glad that you told me about Thrive. I'll definitely check that out.
Yeah, and they did, you know, they did some massive spraying here. You know, even today they did a lot of spraying. And we saw their spraying, the lines just getting whipped up in these nice little circular clouds, and some look like tops, like they've been vacuumed up into these tops. And so we're getting a lot of intervention here in cleaning this stuff up. But I mean, today I went out and I was cutting firewood and things like that, and I was wheezing, and my throat was extremely sore, and even my sinuses. And I'm going, boy, I don't know what they sprayed this last batch, but you know, it was hitting. You know, I just came in and took a little dose of colloidal silver and did a little nose spray with it too, and it knocked it right out. But if people don't have access to that, or not, they're not paying attention, there's probably all kinds of people going down with strep throat right now and other problems.
Right. I had a couple of months ago, I had a hair analysis done, and I'm already really high in mercury and aluminum, so I don't need any more of that crap, you know.
Yeah.
So, doing everything I can with cleanses and stuff, trying to alleviate it and get stuff that binds to that to get it out of my system. So, constantly being bombarded with it. I mean, like it's like a vicious circle at that point.
Yeah, it is. It's like a never-ending cycle. But you know, I don't know. People keep saying, I keep hearing people say that they're running out of money, that they can't keep this program going, and their funds have been cut off. And I keep hearing these stories about, you know, this and this, but, you know, when I hear these stories, I look up in the sky and we're just like totally covered, you know, with the chemtrails. So it's still ongoing on in a big scale. And, you know, I hate to give people hope, but I think it's going to end when the people rise up and figure it out and just say enough's enough, you know, and get rid of the people that aren't serving us, get rid of all the talking heads up there that aren't doing anything but creating more binding rules and regulations and laws that we don't need.
Right. I just also recently read that they had nanoparticles in there that when it gets into our system, it helps them control us.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing AI and nanotech. It's nanotech stuff. And you know what their end goal is? This is how sick they are. Their end goal is they want everybody to have an off switch. And so if you step out of line, they can just flip the switch and, you know, they can choose. You know, a lot of people have, I think his name is Harold Krauswella. I think a Weller or a Vella, I'm not sure. But on YouTube, on chemtrails, amazing guy. I'm pretty sure it's Vella, Harold Vella. And boy, type that in on Google that and listen to him. But he covers the whole gamut and how it's AI controlled and this stuff. When it gets inside of you, it's like they can flip a switch and you can, you know, you can die from cancer in 6 minutes, or you can die, you know, they can take you out in 6 months or 6 days or whatever with this new technology they've got. So it's pretty nasty stuff. And you know, luckily I think the only help we've really got on this stuff is the benevolent, you know, the benevolent ETs and the masters. And I think if people start praying and asking for help on a grand scale, we can start getting that help, and they'll come in and neutralize all this nonsense kind of escort, who, you know, at the highest levels, whoever is behind it, which is what they're doing right now, actually.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. I can also get like a prayer circle going.
Yeah.
The more of us are asking for that, maybe we'll tip the scale, so to speak.
Yeah, the more people they ask, the more they can intervene and the more they can step in. And so there are amazing beings out there that would love to help, but they're going, well, you know, we'd love to step in, but when are you going to step up? You know, if we step up and start going forward, they'll step behind us and help us out.
Oh, great. Well, I thank you for the information, and I love your show.
Oh, all right. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so this next caller, I don't know, I think it's Oshuara, I'm not sure, and on line 3, let's see if we can bring them in.
Hi, James.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Welcome to the show.
I am of the Blackfoot tribe, and I have several spiritual gifts, and one of those being I'm an intuitive, and I can actually sense someone's body and feel disease or sickness, and I can also, I have prophetic vision. And so it's pretty much, I've been led at this point in time that it's time for me to step forward and offer a great deal of advice and help for mankind, and maybe some clarity of the energetics and what's to come in the future.
Yeah, I'm all ears.
Okay. For example, I practice shamanism, and shamanism is basically learning to alter your consciousness. And the way, when I took my spiritual journey, the way it was revealed to me, because I cured myself of cancer 2 years ago. And so, for example, when a person, and you have to kind of see through the illusion here, okay? For example, when a person has a sore throat, it's actually an emotional imbalance. For example, you might have not freely expressed yourself and you swallowed angry words.
Mm-hmm.
And I sense a lot of people, and I feel they all have a rotting eye, and it can be very painful. But what that tells me is that people are having trouble of seeing joy in their future. And for example, people who suffer from massive heart problems, it's because this journey has made them hardened, and they have lost the ability to keep love and joy in their heart, and they may only focus on materialism and possessions.
Mm-hmm.
And so where the energetics are at this time, it's where years ago it took karma took many years to come back on us. Well, nowadays it's very quick. It's like a cyclone. And people mm-hmm. need to start realizing what you put out into the world now is what you will get back. And so I guess you could say these evildoers, so to speak, they're getting what we might call a ring back on them in a very heavy way.
Uh-huh.
I can sense those who may have demonic walk-ins or whatever the case may be, or alien walk-ins that possessing their body, and they're not holding up well. They're not holding up well at all. And so as it's written in Native prophecy, it talks about how you survive these end times is by the condition of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other question that people need to ask themselves, are they connecting to Mother Earth? You know, are they going out in nature, taking their shoes off, and connecting to that amazing energy and realizing that they are part as one within and hold it in their heart space and feel that amazing energy? And also when you're able to do that and meditate and connect to spirit and then to the creator, you find that you're not touched by chemtrails and things of that nature. And you can actually learn to spiritually clean your own body. And it's through emotional balance. And when we as a people come together as one and learn to live in balance, Mother Earth will clean her own air and clean her own waters. Unfortunately, there's a great clearing taking place where people are, and it has to do with what's going on in the universe, the position of the stars and the planets, and so people are going through an emotional clearing, but it's so that they can get to the next level. And but these energies are very erratic at this point that we're in, so there's a lot of anger and a lot of
we're
all kind of going through some emotional clearing, so to speak. And so it's going to bring some cataclysm in the very near future, actually. And I just tell everyone to just remember where your heart is, and whatever may happen, to just be of service to one another. And that'll get you through these times. I recently, having the gift of prophetic vision, it can be a little overwhelming at times seeing what's coming in the future. And I had some concerns, and so I usually take it to a mountaintop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where we call going to the great void, where you learn to just listen to nature and stop the wheels from turning. And just open your heart and put your intentions or your concerns out to the universe, and the universe will communicate back with you. And the creator, I was feeling his thoughts, and as I'm sitting there, I'm seeing these amazing small frogs and lizards, and I'm like, what's going on? This is out of season. I could see the amazing seeds from the flowers just blowing in the wind, and I heard his thoughts, and he told me everything is in season. Everything has a change. And because I know we're going to have some very, very cold, cold weather, Arctic weather. But mm-hmm. he showed me that the earth is preparing itself. It's being cleansed. The frog is so symbolic of cleansing.
Yeah.
And so we're all going through an evolution, but we're going through this evolution with this amazing planet we call home. And if we just hang on tight and just keep our hearts where they need to be and work on ourselves with emotional healing, we'll get through it, and there'll be so much more beauty on the other side when we do.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've been screaming at carnations lately.
I live here in the Big Bend in Texas. It's probably one of the last frontiers in the North American continent. And so nature's just a big part of my life. I've been on a very amazing spiritual journey for 2 years where a lot of this was revealed to me by spirit and by the creator. And so I'm just kind of, I guess, stepping up to help others. And if they're having some emotional healing needs and I just want to tell people too, for example, just to give you some more examples, diabetes is nothing more than a parasite. Are you there?
Yeah. Looks like we lost you. Hello. I think we lost the whole station. Okay, so it looks like we lost her. We didn't get to hear her rendition on diabetes. Unfortunately, I wanted to hear that. But let's go on to another caller here. Let me see. I think we've got Ron from Washington. Ron, are you with us?
Yes, this is Ron.
Welcome to the show, Ron.
Thank you, sir. I'm actually calling from the East City Ranch. You've got quite a lovely place here.
Oh, thanks.
Yes. So I just wanted to say that I've got a group here with me from the East City Ranch, and Shirley and Albert, and just wanted to share some of the experiences that we've encountered here on the ranch.
Great. Yeah, let her rip.
Okay. My name is Shirley. This is my second time at the Esteti Ranch. Thursday, I went out and did a skywatch. And from my past skywatch experiences, I knew that it's important to be in your heart and come from a place of love. That's when they respond. So I took the laser beam and beamed it at the mountain. I did three flashes, and the mountain responded by beaming back. And I thought, oh, wow, that's really cool. And I did it a second time, another three beams, and it responded again, and it was really, really happy. And I was like, yay, we love you, you know. And that was my experience.
Great. I know that the mountain is...
a similar experience.
Okay.
Go ahead, James.
Yeah, so you had a similar experience, very similar to Shirley's?
Yes. Actually, prior to Shirley, 20 minutes prior, I was actually had the laser, and I was shining the laser to the mountain. Through the night vision goggles, I could see the light lighting up. And I was in my intention, I was wondering if I could create some kind of contact or some kind of communication. Mm-hmm. And I very specifically shined three flashes to the mountain, and then specifically three flashes came back. And so that was a cool experience for myself. That was before Shirley was actually out on the Skywatch field. And 20 minutes later, sure enough, Shirley came out and did the exact same thing with no communication. I hadn't even met Shirley at that point. No communication between us. She did the same thing, and it was kind of confirmation for myself just to see that experience or to experience that.
Great. Yeah. What color? I know you're looking at the night vision. Everything's pretty much white to the night vision or green, but did you look at it with the naked eye?
I did. I saw red and white.
Red and white?
Yeah.
Interesting. I saw green. When I came out afterwards, I mean, it was later on when I came out and went out there, and I saw a huge green flash coming right out of the center of the mountain, and then it went off two or three times. And I think you guys were all out there, and I go, whoa, what was that? You know, and everybody's going, you know, kind of getting excited, but... yeah, when I looked at it, but I saw on the lower side of the mountain, I did see another light that was kind of yellow and, I don't know, it seemed like it had some red in it or something. I wasn't sure about that one. But the main thing is there's no roads up there. There's no roads. It's all wilderness area. There's The mountain's 13 miles away, and to have a light that size up there is just phenomenal. I mean, it's just way beyond any kind of a camper or a camp, or, you know, people go, oh, yeah, they're having a campfire up there. Well, campfires don't move, you know, so anyway. Is there anybody else on the line there?
Yeah, James, it's Albert.
Hey, Albert, welcome to the show.
Hey. Great to be here.
Hey, I'd love to hear some of your UFO stuff that you saw up here. I mean, everybody else is talking about the mountain and the lights. I know you saw that as well, but you also witnessed some pretty good UFO sightings as well.
Indeed, yeah. So I've been volunteering here for going on like 3 weeks. And the amount of activity, even just in one night, is, no pun intended, out of this world. We've had a few good power-ups, and what I've noticed, kind of like what Shirley said, is the most activity happens when there's a good word, then everybody is holding a good space and it's coming from the heart.
Yeah.
And it really goes to show, you know, if you're looking for, like, if you have expectations to see some kind of, like, air show or something like that, it's not really going to go down like that. You have to, like I said, be coming from the heart. But, yeah, we've been seeing quite a few cross. Last night, there was some good activity going on all at once.
I know a lot of people come up and they go, well, I want to see a metal ship. I want to see them land. I want them to come out and give me technology, you know. And I just go, oh my God, you know, and then they're going, I want it now. I want it at 10:30 PM, you know, on this day, you know, and you just go, it just doesn't work that way. You know, sorry about that. And you know, it's funny because, you know, people that make those demands, I don't even want to hang out with them. You know, I don't know why the ETs would, you know, so basically it's a, you know, I could just see them bringing you up on their ship, you know, in close quarters, having to deal with somebody making all these demands. You know, it just makes no sense to me whatsoever. But anyway, were they doing some kind of turns or anomalous behavior or things like that that you observed out there?
Well, one night specifically that sticks out, it was getting pretty late. I was out in the field with just two other people. And it was kind of one of those nights where the energy was a little off, but we were holding a good space. And right before, as we were going to go in, these two ships beamed in. Like one was a lot brighter than the other, but it's like they were riding parallel. Just going, yeah, just like riding parallel. And a lot of these ships, you know, it's not like a plane. It's not like, it's surely not like a satellite. It's more erratic, almost like a dance. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's consciousness to it, not just some machine.
Yeah.
But what did they do when they finally said this?
But I would urge anybody who's curious or looking for confirmation or just trying to get in touch with God or their self or just nature to come out and check it out, because it's an awesome place to be.
Awesome. Hey, well, thanks for coming online. Is there anybody else there that wants to speak? I've got a couple of the callers here hanging on, but.
No, sir. Let's pass it on to these other callers. Thank you.
All right. All right. Hey, thanks for coming on the show and giving some testimony there.
Fun to be with you.
All right. I think we've got... it looks like we might be able to get Oshawara back on. It looks like she got her phone lost power. Let's see if the studio can get her back on again to finish her sentence there.
I'm here.
Hey, welcome back. I guess we lost you there.
Yes. I also wanted to share with you, I live in the Big Bend, and we have a small town in the area called Marfa, and they have a place called the Marfa Lights. I'm not sure if you've heard of that.
I have, actually.
They've had the unexplained orbs and lights here since spotted, back since the 1800s, and had some amazing activity here, and just amazing stuff, and we can actually see the Blue Kachina from the Big Bend as well, and just had some amazing experiences, and of course, I'm able to communicate with the ships with my mind, and I'll ask them questions, and they go up and down for yes or left and right for no. and I encourage everyone to experiment with that, and you'd be amazed what will happen and so forth. And I heard someone ask if certain, you know, of the people that are here, if they're good or bad, and I sense them. I can see which ones have a lot of sickness on their body, so I know they've been up to no good. Because they're getting what we call a ring back on them. But then again, I can sense the ones that are here and that are here to help. And they're not spiritually dirty, so to speak.
Well, that's good. Good years and discernment out there. I always tell people, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an alien doesn't mean you're benevolent. You know, so we have to use discernment, you know, in interacting with these different entities. The we're almost out of time here. We're coming up to the end of the hour. I wanted to hear
I'm not sure if anyone had seen those videos on the internet that got leaked from the McDonald Observatory about, it's been quite some time ago, though, about a galactic war that actually took place out in space. Some of the benevolents that are here to help us had a war out there, and it was all videotaped, and but of course, a lot of it was in the video. They discussed how, of course, Homeland Security came in and took over the observatory. But I too can sense mountains and things like that, and so there's also an underground base there, which it's kind of crazy, but I've seen some crazy things come out of that mountain for sure. But we too here have been experiencing, seeing a lot of lights and things coming out of various mountains, and just a lot of unusual things taking place. But it's kind of exciting, though.
Yeah. How did where could somebody go to see that video? I haven't heard of that one or have seen that one. Is it on Google or something, or YouTube?
I believe it was on like DisclosedTV.com, and it was also in the archives of the Yellow Rose for Texas. And they're pretty up on what's going on and where Earth is as far as different things, and they're very spiritually enlightened people. And but that's where I originally saw that. I can't remember how I came across that, but it's on video. It's pretty interesting to see it.
If you come across that
footage, and the gentleman was an employee of the observatory, and he really shared a lot and how Homeland Security came in and took over the whole observatory and so forth. And very interesting.
Well, there has been major battles going on, you know, on our behalf, and they've actually intervened several times on some controllers that were on their way here to. You know, pull their shenanigans on Earth. They cut them off at the pass, and they never got here. And they told me about some of those experiences out there in space. And it's good to hear it's validated by these observatories.
Yeah. Well, this is what I guess benevolence may refer to as the sleeping giant portal here. As Indian legend states, this is the belly button of Mother Earth. And what's so interesting about the Big Bend, every geological formation in the world can be found in the Big Bend. So you can actually walk up and down dried up riverbeds and find precious stones.
Yeah.
And it's pretty interesting, though, that British Petroleum, which is owned by the Queen of England, owns all the mineral rights out there.
Well, that's a mess. Hey, I've got to wrap it up. We've got we're at the end of the hour here. Unfortunately, I wish I could finish this conversation, but you have to call in again. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network, signing off. Have a great evening, and wish we had a two-hour show, but one day we might get it back. Have a great evening. Watch the skies. Your intent, open mind, loving heart.